Okay. Today we're on today's Daf Hey. We're actually up to the first word of Daf Hey. But I after the shiur yesterday, I thought to myself that maybe we didn't say the very, very end all too well, and maybe it was a little unclear, so I'll say it again. We'll say it outside. We ended off by saying in the middle of the Daf there, we proved that the words Tzemer or Pishtim were extra to teach me that Aseh Docha Lo Aseh. To teach me smuchin, and that you can wear tzitzis made out of shanas. That's what we said. And we asked a question on Rabbi Yishmael. According to Rabbi Yishmael, who said that the reason, the makar for Aseh Docha Lo Aseh is from Tzemer or Pishtim, why do you need Tzemer or Pishtim? I have another part. The Torah says black and white, Aseh Docha Lo Aseh. It says Vasulahem tzitzis, which by definition is Tzemer or Pishtim according to him. And yet, you put on wool. You put on a wool tcheles. So obviously, I say docha lo aseh. So what do you need Tzemer or Pishtim for? So the Gemara answered, no. That pasuk of Yasulahem tzitzis might be to teach you Rava's vart. That Rava said, everything's chayav in tzitzis. Like the Torah Ma. Right? That was what I thought. That's why that pasuk is not extra. And therefore, I need Tzemer or Pishtim to teach me smuchin. So the Gemara said, wait a minute. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold from Rava. Shmuel doesn't hold from Rava at all. So the Gemara said, you're right. You know what I need that pasuk for? If not for that pasuk, I would have thought that you only, that Tzemer, and Pishtim, and Pishtim, and the two never mix. And therefore, if you have a woolen string, you don't put a woolen tcheles. You don't put tcheles on linen begadim, because the pasuk could mean very, very strict. Only Tzemer goes with Tzemer, and Pishtim goes with Pishtim. And therefore, if you have tcheles, it doesn't go on linen. Kamash Malan, we don't learn that from that pasuk. Kamash Malan, I have Tzemer or Pishtim to tell me no. I say docha lo aseh. You can put wool even on linen. That's it. That's it. That's the pshat.
So Tzemer or Pishtim is sort of teaching you both.
Right. Right. It's teaching you both. Exactly. So teaching you both is the same vart. The same vart. And right, and he doesn't agree with Rav's vart. Which is that we said yesterday, the Mechaber also didn't agree with Rav's Vart, right? The Mechaber said only wool and linen, and the Ramah said not. Okay, now we're up to today. But before we do that, there's one more. Someone after the show yesterday, someone asked me the following question. Why can't Yibum be the Makar for Aseh Docha Lo Aseh? Yibum, you have a sister, forget relatives. You have a sister-in-law, who's normally an Erva to you, and the Aseh of Yibum overrides that Erva, that Aveira. Aseh of Yibum is Docha, the lowest Aseh of marrying your sister-in-law. Why can't that be the model for Kol Torah Kula? We're making ourselves crazy. What's wrong with that? So Tosus asked that question. And Tosus answers, you don't say Aseh Docha, lowest Aseh if that is built into the mitzvah. It's built in that way, that whenever you have a sister-in-law who dies, and the husband dies without children, the brother dies without children, that the other brother should marry her. That's built into the mitzvah. You don't see Aseh Docha Lo Aseh. There's no other way to do it. He gives another example. The other example is the Big Day Kahuna. The Big Day Kahuna were made out of shatnas. They had to be that way. You don't have to wear tzitzis out of shatnas. You could wear all wool. A wool beged and a wool strings. And wool tzitzis. It doesn't have to be out of shatnas. But the begadim of the Big Day Kahuna, they had to be out of shatnas. That's the din. The halacha, it requires that. Tosfos calls it mitzvasa bekach. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to wear wool linen begadim. So that's not a say docha lo aseh. The say of begadim is docha lo aseh of shatnas. That's not how it's formulated. There's a mitzvah to wear begadim. It happens to be the Torah wants it to be shatnas. Why? I don't know why. Same thing with Yibum. Normally you can't marry a sister-in-law. But if your brother dies without children, it's a mitzvah. That's not a say docha lo aseh. So that's not a model. A say docha lo aseh is I have a mitzvah of tzitzis. I also have an aver of shatnas. Oh, but if they go together, then that's a docha lo aseh. Doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to wear tzitzis made out of shatnas. So that answers that question. Fine. So on the top line, first word of Hey Amud Aleph. So we just said that Tzemer or Pishtim is available, and that's the makar for smuchin fa'aseh docha lo aseh. So the Gemara says, Tinach l'tana debei Rabbi Shmuel. That makes sense according to the Tana debei Rabbi Shmuel, who said that the words Tzemer or Pishtim are extra. But the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, it's a big mystery who these Rabbanon are. Who argues on this? The Rabbanon, Minna Lahu. The Rabbanon don't hold that all begadim are only tzemer, could be like Rav's world. They don't hold that all begadim are only tzemer opishtim. They need the words tzemer opishtim to teach me tzemer opishtim. We had a half meeting yesterday. Maybe every two begadim in the world should be usur, just like any two vegetables you're not allowed to plant together. It's klayim. So I needed tzemer opishtim to single out just tzemer opishtim. So how do I know asei dochalos asei? I can't learn it out of tzemer opishtim. It's not available. Yeah.
If you have the smoother, why do you need the extra words? It's the fact that they're juxtaposed.
But what is that? I know I was thinking about that. But what is that smuchin? What do you do with it? Fine, so they're next to each other. I guess you need some kind of words to indicate there should be a limud. I don't know. The Torah, the Gemara has a limud of every single smuchin and dvarim. I don't think so.
Right,
so it must be a Masara. So maybe these words clued them in on the Masara. I don't know.
No, we said, why do we have smuchin? Because of mufni.
We said yesterday. It's either mufni or mukhra.
Right.
How come smuchim is not one of the 13 principles of Rabbi Shmuel?
It's a good question. Neither is Hekesh. Hekesh is not one of the 13 principles either. There's a lot of... We're going to have another one today. That's not one of the 13. Why he picked those 13, like, I don't know. Where those 13 come from? What's the difference between smuchim and Hekesh? Hekesh is the same pasuk. Hekesh is almost always... The drush is from the same pasuk. Like, we're going to have it on Mabed. We're going to have a case of Hekesh. Smuchim is different pasukim. Right? Hekesh is not one of the 13. Smuchim is not one of the 13... We're going to have now, you know, Indians at one of the 13. So those 13 are not, you know, not everything's in those 13. There's a Braitha that has another 42. It's in the end of Bracha, Gematria. It's one of the other ones, right? The other ways of learning being the Torah is a very, very fascinating thing. There's a lot of different ways it can be Kedarshan it. Anyway, so how does he know? I say Dochalos, I say. He can't learn it out of Temer Pishtim. It's not Mufni. So the Gemara says, Nafkalahu Nerosho. He learns it out of the word rosho. That word rosho was talking about when a metzora is becoming tahar, you have to shave his head. Right? That's one of the tahara process. You have to shave his head. There was two birds. One bird did what they set free. One bird that didn't set free. They gave it, made it as a carbon. And then you shave his head. So it says in the pasuk over there, you shave rosho, zikano, gabos enov, his head, his beard, his eyebrows. Right? And then it says, v'es kol sa'aro, all his hair. So if it says he's shaving all his hair, why does it have to say he's shaving his head? Why does it have to single that out? Shaving all his hair. Well, most people, most of the hair is on the head. Right? So why do you have to single that out? So the Gemara said, D'tanya, Rosho, Ma Talmud Lomar. Why does it have to say Rosho? It's an extra word. So the Gemara says, L'fi Shenemar, since it says, Lo Sakifu Pasra Sheichem, we know there's an Aveira, you're not allowed to cut your payas. You're not allowed to shave your payas. So wait a minute. But this Mitzora was shaving his whole head. So maybe, Af Ani Mitzora came. Shomei Ani, Af Mitzora came. Isn't a Mitzora also not allowed to shave off his payas? Right? Maybe the Mitzora, he has to shave off all his hair, but not his payas. Isn't a very Mitzora not to shave his payas? So therefore, Talmud Lomar, Rosho. Torah says no, Rosho. Even the payas are coming off. It's an aver in the Torah. That's the halacha. What do you see? The assay of purifying a mitzorah is docha, the lowest assay of payas. Yeah.
It's more like the yibum case, though, where the din is to do.
It's the mitzvah sebekas. Right. They're going to have a different problem with this. So maybe they could have asked that, but no, not necessarily. What if a guy doesn't have any hair? What if a guy doesn't have any hair? What if he doesn't have payas? Yeah, there mean people like that. They're bald anyway. Maybe it's not mitzvah sebekach. Mr. You're right. We're gonna the Rishonim ask a different question. They ask, we know that the only time asei dochalos asei is if it's beidna, meaning it happens in the same moment. At the moment you're cutting off the tzaras, you're also doing the bris milah. Then we say asei dochalos asei. But here, you're cutting off the payas. It's impossible. You can't cut off both payas at the same time. How is the purification happening at the same moment as the aver is being violated, as the payas are being cut off? So one of the Akronim answered, the only case you can come up with is the guy only has one payas, only one side of his head. So that's the last thing you cut off. Right? Well, I guess if you have two people, you can do both at the same time. Maybe it's another case. Right? It has to be similar.
The question
is
to shave.
What? The mitzvah is to keep your payas. There's a mitzvah now to become purified. That has to happen at the same moment.
So when does the tara take place? At the end, or at the end, when
all your hair is off. When all your hair is off. So you're getting all the payas off at the same time. So it comes up, you only have one side of payas. Okay, anyway. Vikosavar, this man the Amar also has to hold that high tana that he holds, hakafas kolarosh shema hakafa. That cutting off all the hairs also includes, there's a man the Amar who holds that if you cut off all your hair, then you're allowed to cut off your payas. Because anyway, all your hair is coming off, so that's not an aveira. This tana doesn't hold like that. This tana obviously holds, you're not allowed to do that. How come you're allowed to do it? I say dochalos hazeh. So it's not a good example of asei dochalos hazeh. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Ikalamifrach. You know why this is different? You know why this is not as chamor as every other loz asei in the Torah? Malo lav tahakafa, because cutting off payas, shekin lav she'ein shavala kol. It doesn't apply to everybody. Cutting off payas doesn't apply to women. Women have no women. There are only two loz asei in the Torah that women are not mitzuvah in. One of them is payas, and the other one is something with tumah. So that's it. So, of course, the mitzvah is allowed to cut his payas off. It's not because I say dochalos. I say this is a very low, inferior kind of a lav. It doesn't apply to all of Klal Yisrael. Only applies to men. Women are not mitzvah in the din of payas. They're allowed to cut off their payas, right? So that can't serve as a model for Kala Torah Kulaf that I say dochalos. I say. This is a very unique kind of aveira. Doesn't apply to it. Only applies to half a Klal Yisrael. Right? The Kovetz Aretz just asks. Oh no, not yet. Anyway, so that can't be the raya because it can't be the raya because it's not a fair aveira. Doesn't apply to everybody. That's why, of course, it's good. Since it doesn't apply to everybody, okay. So we'll make all. You can cut it off if you're a mitzora. Who's to say we would allow every in Kol Torah Kula? I say dochalos. I wouldn't think that. Ella isya mizikano. Rather, you know how you know I say dochalos? I say from the beard. The Tanya, we know not only did he have to shave his head, he had to shave his beard also. All hair had to come off. We know there's an aveira, there's an isser to shave your beard with a razor. That's an isser. I don't want to do that. Wherever the corners of the beard are on your face, you're not allowed to use a razor to shave them off. The Tanya zikano. But it said in that pasuk that if you're a mitzora, the beard comes off. Ma Talmud Lomar, why does it have to say that? It said all your hair is coming off anyway. So anyway, the beard's coming off. All the hair is coming off. Lefi Shenemar, since it says, Upas Zikonim, Lo Yigalechu, this is talking about the Kahanim are mitzvah, in an extra mitzvah, not to shave their beard with a razor, not to shave their Pas Zikonim, right? So Shomea Ani, I would think, Av Kohen Mitzora came. That if a Kohen's a Mitzora, right, and he's standing by getting purified, don't shave off his beard. He has two Averis, you know, I'll do that. Right? Two Averis are included in that. I would say, keep the beard. Now let's shave your beard. Right, so some asks, what about with the scissors? The answer is, because you're never going to get all the hairs off with scissors. You're going to have to at some point use a razor to get everything off. No matter how fine of a scissors you have, it's not all coming off. So I would think, listen, it's two aveiros. Why he's got to keep those? Why he should keep that beard? Eyes a mitzora. So what? Therefore, Talmud Lomar Zikon. No, the Torah goes out of mitzora. No, that beard's coming off. What do you see? You see that it is asei dochalos asei. Now, v'im eino inyan lalav she'ein shava bakol. If you don't need it for a lav that doesn't apply to everybody, women are not included in this aveira. Women can shave their beards. So if you have a situation where it's a lav she'ein shava lakol, I don't need it. I know anyway that it's a lav she'ein shava lakol, and therefore it's a different kind of lav. Tenehu inyan lalav hashava lakol. So I can apply it to everybody under the sun. I can apply it to everybody under the sun, and therefore what? I say dochalos, I say. What is this idea of an eno inyan? We have it many times, and we always scratch our heads and say, doesn't make sense. How can you just say you name it ain't no inyan? If I don't need it here, I don't need it here, because anyway, if I use it in the case of Mitzorah by beards, it only applies to half a Klal Yisrael. So therefore, I will pretend that it's talking about a case where it does apply to everybody. There's a Rashi in Pesachim that says that in Eino Inyan is a greater, Marcel, it's greater than in Eino Inyan. It's greater than Hekish, which is not mentioned. It's as if Mamish, the Torah said it. We're pretending the Torah said it. It's as if the Torah said it. It has the same force and the same Chashivas as if the Torah said it. That's what Rashi says. Other Achmanim say the same thing. What?
Why
not learn from Mirosho? Why we should go back to Mirosho now and say Meinu Inyan?
Inyan?
That is the Inyan.
So it's the combination of both? Or the first pasuk?
It's the same pasuk. It's the same pasuk. First we try, what about the head? I thought, so what about now the eyebrows? Why are the eyebrows mentioned in that pasuk? We already know all the hair is coming off. Maybe that's for a different drasha. I don't know. Right? If all the hair is coming off, why does the Torah have to single out? It's the head, we know why. Beard, we know why. And what about eyebrows? I don't know. I don't know why the eyebrows are singled out. So, in Eino Inyan, therefore what? I say, Dochalos, I say. The beard's coming off. Beards don't apply to everybody. Oh, we'll pretend it does. In Eino Inyan, we'll pretend it does. And if we're pretending it does, it has the Chashim, as if it says Mamash in the Torah, that there's such a concept of I say, Dochalos, I say. I call it Torah Kula. So the Gemara says, Vakadze Itzrich. It's still needed. You know why? In other words, it's still needed for its own halacha. We can't learn a seidoch alo sasei. Why? I would think shiny kahanim. Kahanim are different. Kahanim are not regular Jews. They have more chashivas. They're more special. They do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. They have more mitzvot. Ho'el v'riba behenak kasev mitzvot yiseiros. They're given more mitzvot than regular people. They have more mitzvot regarding tumah. They have more mitzvot regarding truma. They have more mitzvot regarding the shmiras Beis Hamikdash. They have more mitzvot than everybody else. Then afilu lav she'ein shavu l'kol lo dachi. I would think that they should not be able to shave their beards. They should not be able to be like everybody else when they're a mitzora. Kamash milan, no, the Torah says even them. But it can't serve as a model for everybody else because they're more machmer. So in the first case, the first problem by Rosho was that it's more makel. Here it's that it's more machmer. So which one is it? So I want to point out, it's more machmer here. But the bottom line is that we still have people that are excluded. Here it's all Yisraelim. By the first case it was women. Here it's Yisraelim. Yes, it's more machmer. In a chanami it's more machmer. But the nekuda is that you have a situation where people are being excluded. People being excluded, it's not fair. Right? It turns out that it's more machmer. But that the fact that it's more machmer is not the ikker. The ikker is that there are people that are excluded. Who's excluded? Regular Yisraelim. Now we're going to go back to Rosho, but in a different way now. Ella, how do I know I say Dochalos? I say, Hisimei Rosho. But the Hanach Tana, from the following Brisa, not what we said before. The Tanya, Rosho. Same Rosho, same word. Guy's a Mitzorah, and now he's being purified. What happens? All his hair's coming off. Hair of his head, it's all coming off. Ma Talmud Lomar. Why does the Torah have to say Rosho? Lefish and Emar, since it says, Tar lo yavro rosho, you're never allowed to use a razor. Shomei ani, I would think, Af mitzorah v'nazir came. Even if the guy's a mitzorah, and he's a nazir, so now you have two things now. First of all, he's a nazir, so a nazir's not allowed to shave his head at all. And second of all, he's a mitzorah. So maybe such a person should not have his hair come off, right? Because he's got so many reasons why it should stay on. So many reasons. First of all, he's a Jew, so the payas is coming off. Second of all, he's a nazir, so now he also has an aver to cut his hair, and he's a mitzorah. So what should we do? So I would say, don't touch his hair. We don't say that. What do we say? We say the hair comes off. What do you see? I say dochalos. I say the assay of purifying him is docha all these los assays of nazir, right? Talmud Lomar Rosho. So it says Rosho. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Ikel mifrach ma l'nazir l'mitzora shekein yeshno b'sheila. Wait a minute. Nazir is much more makel. You know why? Because you can get out of being a nazir. You go to the Chacham and you undo that neder that you made about being a nazir. You have a Yeshnu B'Sha'ila. You can go to the Chacham and have that undone. So of course nazir is going to be different. Of course we're going to allow you to shave off the beard the whole, and your hair and a razor and all that. It's much more makil. You can get the Gemara assumes that since you can undo it via having your being matir neder, of course you can do this.
You say the other way.
That what?
Force him to be matir neder.
Right. Or I was thinking of asking a different thing. What about it's not Shavu Lakol? Well, right? So the Ritva says it is. You know why? Anybody can be a nazir. That's a big machlokas, if that's even true. And everyone can be a nazir. That's true. Does that make it Shavu Lakol? Right, okay. Right, Rashi's going back. Right. So since it's Efsher to be undone with a Shaila, it's very makel. If it's very makel, yeah, so that's why we'll allow you to cut off the hair. Is that a raya that I say Dokalon they call Tarakula? Of course not. It's not a raya. Just it's interesting. The Kovat Ha'aretz points out that Rav Adbar Ava in Masechtas Nazir holds that even though women are not mitzuvah in cutting off payas, they're not allowed to cut off a man's payas. That he holds. So maybe it is Shavu Lakol, payas, even payas. Going back before, even payas is Shavu Lakol. Because even women are mitzuvah in cutting, they're not allowed to cut off someone else's payas. Them themselves they can cut off their own, but they can't cut off a man's. So the answer is, I think, debating if this was circular or not, they're only not allowed to cut off someone's pay if the pays are not allowed to be cut off. But here, if the pays have to be cut off, then they wouldn't be violating an Aveira. So it's still Ein Shavu Lakol. What?
That's what we're trying to prove.
Right. So we're still stuck. Now the Gemara just says, D'i lo te mahachi, if you don't say that Nazir is different because it's more makel, because you can get out of it with a shayla, you can get out of it with bimater neder, then hard to kaimalon, we know, we have a principle, we haven't gotten to this yet, but we know this principle, de'ein asei docha loz asei vasei. You can never be docha, a loz asei, and an asei also. That far we never take it. We still haven't answered, our original question was, about being docha, a loz asei, that has kares. That we didn't answer that yet, we're not answering it today either. But at least we know that you can't be docha a lo sasei and an asei. And over here, if it's true that nazir would be a model, you have that. You know why? Because by nazir you have a lo sasei of shaving off the head, shaving off the hair. And Rashi points out there's also an asei of kadosh yihya, a guy a nazir he should be holy in the sense that he doesn't cut off his hair. So there's also an asei. There's an asei to be holy and not to cut your hair. So you have two things. You have an asei and a los asei. So the asei of purification is going to be docha both. That would teach us that an asei can be docha, a los asei, and an asei. That's very interesting. Obviously, nazir is different. You know why it's different? Because you can get out of it. So it's not so, it's very medical. So we'll even allow that. Kol Torah Kula would never allow that. Right, the ain asay docha lo asay vasay ligzer mi nazir, ligmar mi nazir. Learning that from nazir, nazir the asay of purification is being docha lo asay and an asay. We never allow that. Ella mi nazir my time alo gamrinan. How come we don't make such a rule? A brand new rule in Shas, an asay can be docha lo asay and asay. Where do you learn it out from? Nazir. Ella what? Lo dekel mifrach shekin yeshnu b'shayla. No. Mother's not a good model. You know why? Because the nazir can get out of it.
If you can, which is the lowest asay and the asay?
There's a lowest asay of nazir not cutting off his hair.
Right, and which is asay?
There's an asay that he should stay kaddish, which means don't cut off his hair. Same thing. But it's a special asay. And now we're violating both of them. So isn't that a raya that you could violate an asay docha lowest asay vasay? The answer is no. Nazir is different. Nazir is so makel. You know why it's makel? Because you can get out of it. Halchanami here too, by the case of the Mitzorah. So since he can get out of it, we have no makar yet that according to this man, the Amar, who doesn't agree with Rabbi Shmuel, how does he know I say docha lo asei? It's all we're trying to do yet. We haven't even gotten back to our question. We're going to get back to that question on the base. We're not going to answer it today. El olam, really? We're stuck now. So really, mikra kama. We go back to the first pasuk. What's the first pasuk? Back to tzitzis. Back to tzitzis. So why? How are we going to get back? But we didn't. We needed the pasuk. We needed the words of Temer Opishtim to teach me Temer Opishtim. I would have thought any two begadim, right? So Gemara says no. In Cain le makra tzitzis. If it's true that we want to learn out, if it's true that you're trying to teach me the halacha, this new halacha now, it has to be dafka temer pishtim, I should have said the word tzitzis. Tzitzis tatzilach. Gedilim lamali. Why'd you use a funny word gedilim? That's a very unusual word. Why'd you use that word? That word obviously is not teaching me halacha about tzitzis per se. It must be teaching me something deeper. What? I say dochalos I say. That's what it must be. Shema mina, laf nuye. It's extra. It's available to teach me the halacha of asei dochalo asei. So the Gemara says, that's not true. It's not extra at all. Ha'ilu shi'uri hu da'asa. It's coming to tell me, this pasuk of gedilim is coming to tell me how many strings do you need? Gedil ishnayim. The word gedil is mashma two. It's really one, but you have to put it through the hole. So when you put one string through the hole, you get two strings. And gedilim is arba. It says gedilim. So we double that. You put in four strings, you're left with eight. You have eight strings. It's not extra. We learn a very kusha halacha, right? The Rambam holds, if you put five strings, you're over Baltosif. It's mashma, this four strings is a Doraisa issue. It's a Doraisa, you have to have eight strings. Right? You put an extra one, you're getting a ver for that. Serious business. What do you mean it's extra? Not only that, gedil shtayim, gedil arba, and osa gedil, you make a gedil. What's a gedil? A gedil means it's twined. And upasluhu mitocho. And then you put them through the hole. What Rashi explains, you know what that means? That means if you look at your tzitzis, it's wound up and tied and knotted, and then the strings hang free. You have both. We have wound up, knotted, tied, and after all that is done, the strings hang free. It's not tied up and bound throughout, and they don't hang free throughout. There's a combination, right? We have all the knots, the double knots, and the 7 and the 11, right? And then they hang nicely. That's sort of out of gedilim. It's both. It's how many, and it's the way we have our tzitzis look. Don't learn that out of this word. What do you mean it's extra? Not extra. So the Gemara says, Im Cain, if you were right that it wasn't extra, Le Makra, the Pasuk should have said, Lo Silbash Shatnez Semer Pishtim. So going back to you're right. That word is not extra. That we need. So maybe there's an extra word by the Shatnez Pasuk, and from that word I'll say it's extra, and I can learn Smuchin, and I can say, which word is extra? Yachtov. Yachtov Lamali. What do we need Yachtov for? Right? That's extra. Temru Pishtim. What do you mean, Yachtov? Shma mina laf nuye. It's extra. It's extra. What's extra to teach me? I say dochalos, I say. So the Gemara says, Vakati mi boile. It's not extra at all. It's not extra. You know why? You know what I need that word Yachtov for? To tell me, Lekosef shteik tchifos. Chibor. In order to make an attempt, what do you mean when you say two pieces of material are connected to each other? How many times do you have to sew the needle through them to make them connected? One, I take one needle and I stick it through two garments. That's connected? That's not connected. The Torah is, if we learn that from the word yachtov, it's got to be two stitches. Two stitches is already considered a chibor. You take wool and linen and make two stitches, you've made shatnez. One stitch, not. That's how I learn out of yachtov. They've got to be connected. It can't just be, what if I just put them together and I don't stitch them? That's not shatnez. I mean, darbonah, who knows all the chumras, but that's not shatnez medaraisa. Right? You have to have two stitches. Two stitches. That's a little yachtav. It's not extra. It's very important. V'chisiva achas eno chibur. And putting one stitch through, putting the needle, one pass of the needle through the garment, that's not considered connected. That's not shatnez. Therefore, it's not extra. So how do I know? Again, I say dochalos, I say. So the Gemara says, no, it is extra. You know why? Im kein lichtav rachmana lo silbash temer upishtim yachtav. It should have just said, don't wear temer upishtim yachtav. Shatnez lamali. Why did I say the word shatnez? That's extra. Shma mina lafnuye. It's extra. Even though yesterday we said a gzereshava, right? That's how we ended off the gzereshava. But that's the other mandamar, so it could be it's okay. According to him, it could be extra. Yesterday that was the whole makar. The temor pishtim are extra. because it's a shatnez. So make a gzeira shava, shatnez, shatnez. Now we're saying that the word shatnez is extra. To make, yeah, I don't know how, did he say that he rejected that entire gzeira shava because he holds several pishtim are not extra anyway. Right, okay. So katani bayla, it's still not extra. You know why? Because what do we learn out from the word shatnez? Ad sheyehei, until the garments have to be shua. Shua means smooth. Smooth means you have to smooth down the fibers. Right? Rashi says that when Esav walked into the room, Yaakov walked in and it says, Ish Chalak. He was a smooth man. The Targum says, Shua. He was smooth. It means smooth. Tavoy means spun. And Vinuz. Nuz means it has to be woven. You need all three of them to make shatnez. That's what the word shatnez teaches me. It's not extra. Right? So the Gemara says, you're right, it's not extra. Ella kula bishatnez nafka. They both learned out of shatnez. What's both? This idea about having it all three of smooth and woven and spun, and it's extra to teach me, I say dochalos, I say. I have both. How can it be both? We'll answer that in 1 second. But before we answer that question, Right. How does this word shatnez, how can it teach me both? So there are three explanations to this. Rashi says, you know how one thing can teach you both? Because it says shatnez and not klayim. Why didn't it say lo silbash klayim semer pishtim yachtav? It goes out of its way to say shatnez. So that's out of its way to say shatnez. It teaches me both halachas. One, you have to have all three of these types of processes to the material. And two, that I say dochalos I say. That's what Rashi says. Tosva says that from the fact that it doesn't say shua v'tavu v'naz, it goes out of its way to tell me one word, shatnez. One word is teaching me both. It's teaching me the shua v'tavu v'naz, and it's also teaching me I say dochalos I say. Tosva says Rashi asks on this, the Gemara Nida says the exact opposite. The Gemara Nida asks, why did it say shatnez? Why didn't the Torah spell it out, what they are? Shoyu v'tavu v'naz. So the Gemara there answers, because if it would have said that, I would have think you only need one of the three. Or maybe two of the three. But you need all three. If you have tavui but not naz, it's not shatnez. You have to have all three. So that's a big kasha on Tosos. Right? Here he's telling me that you don't need to say, and then the Gemara there says the exact opposite. And the Me'iri says, and the Ramban also say, that the two issues here are not, one of them is not asei dochalos asei. It's going back to the chibur. It's going back to the two passes of the needle. And then how do I know? So it's the same halacha. Tavoy shavu v'noz is the same halacha as two passes through the needle. That by definition is chibur. Gemara calls that two things. How do I know asei dochalos asei? From the word yachtov. We asked before, wait a minute, yachtov not extra? I need to teach me two passes of the needle. No, that's not a shatnez. That's the two. That makes us feel better because it's the same type of thing. Well, otherwise, according to Rashi and Tosfos, we're learning two disparate halachas from the same word shatnez. We're learning about hilchas shatnez, and we're learning about hilchas asei dochalos asei. We don't want to say that. According to Rabban, you don't have to come on to that. The two issues are, it's really one issue. It's really, what is shatnez? It's spun and smooth and woven with two passes. How do I know asei dochalos asei? From yachtov. So it's all good. What? I know. It doesn't tell you that from the Gemara. Okay. Fine. Now, back to our question. Ashkechon da'asei, asi asei, v'dachi lo asei. So we all agree, however we got there, yeah? We all agree, however we got there, that asei dochi lo asei. We all agree to that. Right? However we got there, that principle we all agree. However, that's lo asei greda. It's only this ordinary lo asei. Lo asei sheyesh bo kares, but if lo asei that has kares, hecha ashkechon, where do they ever find such a thing? Didachi, that would work. How would I ever think? Where do I know that an asei is docha, lo asei of kares, that would work? De itzrich ale lemisre, that I needed aleha, that gzeir shava, to asher vayibum. Where do you ever find such a thing? That was the question we asked yesterday. Right? So the Gemara says, v'chi tema neilef mimila. If you want to tell me that we can learn it out of Bris Milah, that Bris Milah is Docha Shabbos, and Shabbos is Kareth, right? If a Bris Milah falls out on Shabbos, it's Docha Shabbos. Isn't that a case of an Asay of Milah being Docha Los Asay of Shabbos? Shabbos has Kareth. That's a good example, no? So Gemara says that's not a good example at all. Malamila shekei nichrisu aleha shalosh esrei brisos. The in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Torah that says the word bris 13 times. 13 times says the word bris, such an unbelievable mitzvah. For Mila will allow it. Not for anything else. Mila is extremely special. For that will allow it. Not allowing it for other things. What about mi Pesach? What about from the Karban Pesach? Right? Karban Pesach is an aseh of Pesach, is doche lo aseh of Shabbos. Right? So the Gemara says, that's also not a good answer. You know why? Mala Pesach shekin kares. Pesach, you don't bring Karban Pesach, you get kares. Why don't we say that for Mila? You don't do bris Mila, also get kares? Because if day 8 comes by and the father doesn't give his son a bris mila, the son's not chayav in kares yet. He's 8 days old. Yeah, only if he grows up and has a whole long life, and but not here. Anyway, what about the carbon tamid? What about the carbon tamid? The carbon tamid, every Shabbos, you bring a carbon tamid. The assay of the carbon tamid is dochalos assay of Shabbos. Isn't that, and Shabbos always is kares. Isn't that an example of assay dochalos assay? The Gemara says, no, shekin tadir. Yeah, but it's tadir, it's every single week. So of course we're going to allow it. I can't teach me kol tarakula. Of course Tamid's different. So Gemara says, Michado lo asya. Fine, we can't learn out the principle of asay dochalos asay of kares from one. That we can't do. Right? That's the mamatzinu. What's a mamatzinu? A binyanav. Which is a principle we learn throughout Shas. If the Torah says something once, the Tamid applies everywhere else. The Tamid applies everywhere else. That's why Shnei Ksuvim Habon Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. The Torah says it twice. Why does Torah say it twice? The Torah said it twice. Obviously, it's only those two. If it applied everywhere, it would say it once. So the Torah says one time, Mila Kizdoch HaShavis. Didn't that apply everywhere? No, Mila is special. But Pesach, Pesach's different. Karbatamit is different. So we can't use a Mamatzinu, right? But what about Vitesi Mitarti? We can learn out of two. Two of them, and then we have a principle of, we learn out of them both. One has chumras, the other one doesn't have. The other one doesn't have. We go back and forth, and the bottom line is, I say doch alo, I say when this car race. So the Gemara says, mahi tesi, which of the two? Mila and Pesach. How about Mila and Pesach? That can't be. Shekin car race. Right, even though we said a minute ago that an 8-day-old baby doesn't get car race yet, but the concept of car race certainly applies to bris mila. You go your whole life, and you don't get, as soon as you come a bardas, however old you are, and you don't have a bris mila, and you continue that way, you have kares every minute. So there is kares by mila and Pesach. It's not a good model. How about Pesach and Tamid? Pesach and Tamid, shekin tzarech gavoa. But that's a karbanos. So of course by karbanos is different. Mimila v'tamid? What about mila and karban tamid? So that's also not good. You know why? Shekin yeshdan lefnei hadibur. Because they are before Matan Torah. So there must be some kind of chashivas that certain halachos were singled out and told before Matan Torah. Must be. So special, before Matan Torah. Don't bring me riots about after Matan Torah, but before Matan Torah. Va'aliba, the Manda Amar, that Ola Shekhuvi Yisrael B'midbar, Ola Stamad Hava. And you have to go like the Manda Amar who said that in Parashas Mishpatim, even though it's after Parashas Yisro, we know what happened beforehand, that they brought some carbon, it was an Ola. You have to say that. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a carbon Tamid. It would be something else, a Shlomim. Oh, fine. So you have examples of every. Not only that, then the Gemara says, "V'kulan amish kin yeshen l'fnei hadibur." Pesach also is before Matan Torah. Everything here is before Matan Torah. So very special. These are very special. They're very unique. It cannot serve as a raya of asay dochalos asay. So the Gemara says. So why? We're back to our question. The question is, why do I need an agzei reshava to aser asay dochalos asay by kares? It's never mutter. I need an agzei reshava to aser it. So the Gemara says, you know what? Ela itzrich, I do need it. So that the Chemina, I would think, teisei mi kibud av aim. We learned it out of kibud av aim. The Tanya, everybody knows this, right? This is the makar for this vart. The Tanya, yachal ye kibud av aim docha Shabbos. I would think that kibud av aim is docha Shabbos. Why would I think that? It's an excellent question. Why would I think that? Why should kibud av aim be docha Shabbos? I would think it's docha Shabbos. We'll try to answer that in a minute. I would think it's docha Shabbos. Talmud Lomar, Ish Imo V'Aviv Tira'u V'Eshab Sosai Tishmoru. That's the Hekesh. They're all in one Pasuk. It's all one Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ish Imo V'Aviv Tira'u V'Eshab Sosai Tishmoru. Kulchem Chayavim B'Chvodi. Everybody's got to serve me. Everybody's got to honor Hashem. my love, doesn't that mean the amale, if your father tells you shechotli, go shech an animal for me on Shabbos, or b'sheli, go cook something for me on Shabbos, and what do you tell him? So, I'm sorry, Dad, I can't. You're also mitzvah in Shabbos. I can't do that for you. But if not for this hekish, if not for this hekish, I would say that an asay would be docha lo asay would have this kares. Happens here, it's not. It's special limud. Especially in Parshas Kedoshim, we all know that Rashi, right? This is the Makar. So if not for that, it would be permissible. What do you see? I say Dochalos, I say Sheish Bokares. A little bit circular, a little bit like, you know, roundabout, but you get the principle you get out of it. For time with the Kazer Rachmana, and the whole reason why it's no good, as Shabbos, it's at Tishmoru, because the Torah says, no, I'm sorry, you got to keep Shabbos too. Your father also. Ha Lav Hachi, if not for that, Dochi. Dochi. Dachi, it would be docha, and an asay would be docha. A loss asay of kares, a great raya. The Gemara says no raya at all. Lav de machamer. You know what your father told you to do on Shabbos? Not to shech, not to do a malacha. He asked you to lead the animal from here to there. Machamer. There's no kares on machamer. Machamer is not one of the lametes malachos. It's usur. You're not allowed to do it, but it's not one of the lametes malachos. Therefore, we have no raya that an asay would be docha. A loss asay sheyesh bo kares. Because what your father asked you to do has nothing to do with kares.
Well, we know that, but...
Okay? So we're still stuck. We'll continue tomorrow. Before we continue, so the Kli Yakar says, so of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, when the Torah wants to teach you this principle, that that nothing your father tells you is docha anything, which we know that, if your father asks you to wear Shabbos, it's also not docha. So why is Shabbos singled out? Why Shabbos? Of all the mitzvahs, why Shabbos? What that pasuk should have said, if your father asks you to do ish imu vav siro, if he asks kol mitzvos ay tishmoru, keep all the mitzvos. Why Shabbos singled out? So the Kli Yakar says, you know why? Because your father could say to you, listen, I brought you into the world. You owe me so much. Look what I did for you. So we say, yeah, but Hashem brought you into the world because Hashem made the world and Hashem rested on the seventh day. So both of you are mitzvah to me. Therefore. That's right. But dafka Shabbos is singled out. Not shatnez, not some other ravera, not eating treif. Dafka Shabbos is singled out because it's the avenue your father's going to give you why you should dafka do something for him. Shabbos is the only one that can disprove that because we also.
He's linked to my separation.
So Hashem created you too. The Sefer Chassidim is a non-wild Sefer Chassidim. He just says that he goes on to say wild things afterwards. We say in the Aseret HaDibros, it says Kabed Es Avicha V'Yasimecha, right? And here it's a very funny lashon. Ish Imo Va'aviv Tira'u. It's a weird. It's like a backwards way of saying it. Why did it say Tira Es Avicha V'Yasimecha? Like it says in the Aseret HaDibros. So the Sefer Chassidim says, you know why? Because we want to link the word Tira'u to Shabbos. You're all mitzvah in Shabbos, not just the not that you're serving the word Tira'u here. He says Lo Amar Tira Kedilitzmach Mora Av Ben. Uben the aim uben shabsosai keilu leishu leima ula aviv shloshdan amar tiro shabsosai tishmor. You all have to be mitzvah in Shabbos. And then he goes on to say that you should only have relations on certain nights of the week to make sure your baby's never born on Shabbos, so that you won't be mechal Shabbos. How he figures that out? That's the wild part of it. Anyway, I saw a very beautiful mashal. I told it over to my wife last night. She didn't like it, but I'll say it anyway. It's by the I think it's the Mishkanos. It's the Mishle Yaakov says the following mashal. He says you have a father. You have 2 minutes. You have a father who sends his 3 kids to different trade schools, and they're gone for years, and they come back. One of the kids says, the father says, "What'd you do while you were away all this time?" He says, "I created a pair of glasses that you could see from miles and miles away." He says to the second son, "What'd you do?" He says, "I created a wagon that we could travel at tremendous speeds." He says to the third son, "What'd you do?" He says, I became a doctor. I figured out the cure for everything." So one day they're sitting around, and the brother puts on the glasses, and he sees all the way, miles and miles away at the castle, the princess has just fainted. She got sick. So they get into that fast vehicle. They get right over there. They're in Jiffy. And then the third one cures him. So the king's so excited. All three of the brothers, they cured the daughter. You know what? One of you can marry her. Which one? So the one with the glass, he says, "If not for me, we never would have seen this." And the other one says, "If not for the vehicle, we never would have gotten there in time." And the third one says, "If not for the medicine, she never would have been cured." So which one's the best? We'll ask this princess. So the princess says, "Which one's the best?" So she says, "I'm taking the doctor." Why? Because the other two are in my past already. What do I need them for? But the medicine, that can always save me. Right? So he says, the nimshal is, I don't know if you can like this nimshal, he says there are three partners in creation, Father, Mother, Hashem. But your parents, the job's already been done by them. That's true. And Tom, she says, what about nurturing? What about raising? That's all true. It's all very, very crucial. But the main foot, it's already been done. But Hashem is the future. So everybody has to be mitzvah in that. That's why Hashem takes precedence. Okay. We'll continue tomorrow. Today's show is Lord Leilanish, sponsored by Marcel and Tammy Shaman, Leilanish Mat, Yisrael Sibitzio, and Ben Yaakov.